Okay. So today we're going to discuss two nekudos that came up in the Chaf Hei Amud Beis Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. First, we're going to discuss the sugya losachmo, and then we will discuss the psul of sochrei shvis. So to just get us back into the Gemara in Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Tana hosifu alehen hagazlan v'hachamsonin. So the Gemara discusses Gazlan, and then the Gemara discusses the Psul Chamson. And the whole Shakvatari, exactly what happened in Mikara, that they didn't pass the Chamsonim, and Lubasov they passed the Chamsonim. So Tosis is bothered by Kasha, Mikara Sover Demei Kayoiv. They thought that originally these Chamsonim, they would take Chafatzim from people and give money, and then they saw they would just be Chotifim. So Frek Tosis the Kasha, and Tomer Lissol Midarais the Kavar Lab de Losachmur. Even though they gave them money, they were still over the lav of losachmod, and presumably, Tosis is asking, therefore they should be pasul. Pasul midaraisa midarabanan, ayin the marsha. But Tosis is asking that they should be pasul. So Tosis answers, yishlom de losachmod mashma de lo yohiv demei. V'chi yohiv demei, like a lav de chivud klal. Tosis says, we got it wrong. Losachmod. The Isser of Losachmod is actually if you take something from Yenim without giving him money. But if you give him money, that's a Hafka of Losachmod. And that's why Meikara, when they thought that they were providing the money, they were giving the money, there was no Isser of Losachmod, and in Memela they wouldn't have been possible. Frektos Akasha, Bimtomer, Vamin Perakam, Dva Metzia, Dafhe, Losachmod, Bilo Deme, Mashbulu, Mashbul, Inchi, Dafka, Hu, the Mishtamakach, Aval Him Toem, the Losachmod, Hava Fibu Yagdme. The simple read of the Gemara Bab Metzia is, people have a mistaken impression that the Isser of Losachmod is only if you don't give the money. But if you give the money, there's no Isser of Losachmod. That's what people think, but they're wrong. Says Tosis, no, that's not the way to read the Gemara. V'yesh lomer demashma lo dekamar, it's lomer nami dechenu ha'emes. They're right. Tosis, first answer. Second answer, vod yesh lomer. You sure you want to miss this? Okay. Vod yesh lomer. Dehacha hachi ka'amar. Demei kayavi. Tosis is a nupshat in the Gemara. Presumably, Tosis means to say is that really the Isser losachmod is even with demei. Even if you give money, you're over the lab of losachmod. Oh, if that's the case, hadrukush l'duchta, why initially were they not pasul, the chamsanin of the Mishnah, of the Gemara? So Tosis answers, because originally they thought that the chamsonim were being mefayis, the balabayis, wherever they're taking the object from, until they say rotza ani imkain lo avria lav de lo sachmod, but kaven de chazur de shakli bal kachayiv lo hoychoshin im yispaisu paslenu. But once they saw that they really were just taking, they were giving the money or they were taking the object, they weren't waiting for any rotza ani on the part of the owner. They realized that they should be pasul. They realize that they should be puzzled and that they're taka being over the lav of losachmod. So what comes out from the second day of Tosfos is, even though it's true, if you give money, you pressure someone to give something, you give them the money, you're over in the losachmod, if the balabayis says, rotzani, even though it was a result of pressure, nevertheless, once they say rotzani, that is a hafka of the lav of losachmod. That's mavur in Tosfos. Over here in the second teretz, on the Chora, I'm sure you guys saw, Tosis is a Beferish Gemara in Hakonis. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach Beis says, Omer li Rav Ada Berei de Rav Avi le Rav Ashi, Ma bin Gazlan le Chamsan. What's the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamsan? They're both people who take Chafatzim from other people that don't belong to them. Omele, Chamsan Yoav Demei, Gazlan Yoav Demei. Simple difference. Chamsan is Yoav Demei. How Tosis in the first teretz, we'll deal with that Gemara, put it on the back burner for now. Chamsan Yoav Demei, Gazlan Lo Yoav Demei. Gazlan Lo Yoav Demei. So frekt the Gemara, Omele, Yoav Demei, Chamsan Karslei. If he gives the money, you're going to call him a Chamsan? That can't be. Va'omer Rafuna, Talua V'zavin, Zvine Zvine. Rafuna says that if you pressure someone to sell something to you, the sale is binding. Isn't that because you're not over the lava lo sachmod? And for the Gemara, lo kashi, hada amarotza ani, hada lo amarotza ani. This is, one case is when you say rotsa ani, and the other case is when you don't say rotsa ani, meaning when does Rav Huna say talu v'zavin zvine zvine? That's only if the balabayis says rotsa ani. In other words, the way, the simple read of the Gemara is with rotsa ani, there's no lav of losach mode, and that's why Rav Huna says that the sale is binding. However, if there's no rotsa ani, and you pressure him to sell it anyway, even though you gave him demay, you're over losach mode, and the sale would not be binding. That's the simple read of the Gemara, and that's clearly the way Tosis by us on Chaf Hei Amud Beis read the Gemara. Right? Simple read of the Gemara. Fine. Problem is, I also forgot the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph. Am I Rambam here? No. Perek Aleph, Halacha Tess of Hilchas Gzela. The simple read of the Rambam, Mistimus Barb, this is the way the Ravid read the Rambam, and this is the way all the Nosei Kalim read the Rambam, is that the Rambam is not mechalik between Rotsa Ani and Lo Amar Rotsa Ani. The Rambam thinks that if you Yoiv Demei, the Rambam thinks that even if it's Yoiv Demei, even if the Balabai said Rotsa Ani, you're still over Lo Sach mode. You're still over losach mode. So, in a moment, we'll try to understand exactly what that machlokas is about, the havana behind the machlokas Rambam and Tosfos and Ravid. But just for a moment, let's think about how the Rambam possibly could have read the Gemara. Right, the simple read of the Gemara in Bava Kama and Salta Bezim and Aleph seems to indicate that if there is rotsa ani, there is rotzon, there's the balabayas was nispayas. So then that should be a hafkav losach mod. That's when Rav Huna says, Taliyu b'zavin zvine zvine. So how can the Rambam say that you're over in losach mode, even if there's rotsa ani? Isn't that against the simple read of the Gemara? So the Achronim have a field day with different creative ways how the Rambam read this Gemara. Or is that clear? Is it clear? That makes sense, right? The difficulty of the way the Rambam, how's the Rambam going to read the Gemara? Because the Rambam seems to, he's not mechalik between, with respect to Losach, he's not mechalik between Rotsa Ani and Loam or Rotsa Ani. Yet the Gemara in Hakone seems to say that if there's Rotsa Ani, there's a Hafka of Losach mode, and that's when the sale is chal. But if there's no Rotsa Ani, that's when there's an Isra Losach mode, and the sale won't be chal. But the Rambam is not mechalik. So, Minchas Chinuch, the Shar Melech, Nesivis, they all chip in how the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, Al-Asar, they all give a potential pshat into how the Rambam read the Gemara. I'll just say over the it's because it's very fancy, the Minchas Chinuch's read of the Gemara. He says, this is the way the Rambam read the Gemara. Omer le chamsen yoiv demei gazlan yoiv demei. Omer le yoiv demei chamsen karis le. If you're going to tell me that hecha de yoiv demei, he's called a chamson and he's over the lav losach mode, then how can Rav Huna say, and this is the Magen Mishnah reads the question the same way, how can Rav Huna say, Talu v'zavin zvine zvini? We should say, Yavid lo mahani. Kol milsa, we know it's machlokas in the beginning of Temura, Rav Abaye, kol milsa zom rachman lo savit, Yavid mahani, Yavid lo mahani. So assuming, not clear how the Rambam paskins, but assuming the Rambam paskin, or at least this Gemara is assuming, Yavid lo mahani, right? The Gemara is asking, how could it be that he's over the lav of losach mode, yet the sale is going to be chal? We should say, kol milsa da'am rachmana, losavid. The Torah said, don't do losach mode, yet he did it. Yavid lo mahani. It shouldn't be, yet Rav Huna says, talyu b'zavin zvim zvim. Doesn't that indicate that hecha de'yohiv demei, there's no losach mode? Because yavid mahani. And for the Gemara, Lokasha, and for those who weren't listening to Rebecca, Enfer means open. No, answer, sorry. He said open. Enfer means answer. He said that the other day. Lokasha, Hada Amar Rotsa Ani, Hada Lomar Rotsa Ani. There's a chilek between Rotsa Ani and no Rotsa Ani. Not, says the, this is the Minchas Chinuch's Knish, that what, of course you're over Losach mode. Hecha de Yoiv de Mei, and hecha de Amar Rotsa Ani. What the Gemara means to say is, if the Balabayas says Rotsa Ani, how can we say Yavid Lomahani? The Balabayas wants the sale to be chal. Yavid Lomahani is a knas on the person who did the Aveira. But when the guy, the mocher in this case, wants, he says rotzani, it's true, it was from pressure. But l'maaseh he's saying rotzani, right now he wants the sale to be chal. So for us to say yavid lo mahani, and kansin the lokeach, the one who's over lo sachmo, he was over lo sachmo, but it's also going to be a knas on the mocher who did nothing wrong. So when he says rotzani, a hagam that the lokeach was over in lo sachmo, but since the mocher said rotzani, we're not going to kansin the lokeach and be mafkia the kinyan. As opposed to when there's no rotza ani, so there's the isser lo sach mode, the mocher doesn't necessarily want the sale, then we'll say, kol milsa, da'am rachman lo savid, yavid lo mahani, and the sale won't be chal. Meaning the Gemara is really saying, you're over lo sach mode, both, sai yoiv demei, sai rotza ani. In both cases, even if it's Yav Demei, even if there's a Rosa Ani, there's still an Isser Lo Sach mode. The Gemara is just being mechalik within the Svara of Kol Milsa, Dam Rachman Lo Sach, Yav Mahani, Yav Lo Mahani. If the Baal Bais wants the sale to be chal, we're going to allow the sale to be chal, even though the Lokeach was over on Lo Sach mode. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that's the way the Rambam, the Geshmaka read of the Gemara, maybe that's the way the Rambam read the Gemara. But either way, what is the Havana of the Machlokas between the Rambam on the one hand and Tosfos, and if you see the Ravid over there in Aleph Tes in the Hilchos Gezeila, who say that Rotza Ani is a Hafkav Lo Sachmud, right? The Rambam thinks you're open Lo Sachmud even if the Baal Bais is a Sratze, and Tosfos and the Ravid think that Hecha Din Sratze, there's no Isser of Lo Sachmud. What's the Havana Sadvana? So, if you look there in the Rambam, in Aleph Tes, it's clear that there's another Machlokas Rambam Ravid going on. The Rambam says, can I use this one? Just for a second, quickly, sorry. The Rambam writes in Aleph Tes, the Rambam writes, the Ein Lokin Alav Zem Ibn Shein Bo Maisa, famous Rambam, the Ein Over Balav Zem Achikach Achavit Shachamit. So the Rambam writes that you don't get Malkus on Lo Sachmo because it's a Lav Shein B'maisa, and you're not over the Lav until you take the Chefetz that you were Chomed. So Frek the Ravid, I Lo Re'isi Dover Tema Godol Mizeh V'Heichen Maisa Godol Mintilas Chefetz. So the Ravid asks, I don't understand what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam tells me it's a lav shein b'maisa in lokin lav, and then in the next line, the Rambam writes that you're only over the lav once you take the object, which presumably is a idea maisa. You're taking the object from him, so isn't that a incha maisa gadol mizeh? It should be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So the Ravid says a different reason you shouldn't get malka is because the lav anitin latashlimin, because you have to give the object back. You have to give the object back. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? What's the pshat in the Rambam? So it's yadua. Every lamdan over the past 50 years, I said this mahalach in the Rambam. I think they quote the name of the Rav, and Rav Rosenzweig apparently says it also, right? Maybe Rav Nussbacher says it also. And the stipler in Birchas Peretz says this mahalach also in Parshas Yisro. But he says it with an extra knach. So the Havan is azoy. The Rambam is clearly of the opinion that the Isser of Lo Sachmod is in the Chimud. The Chimud. Chemdas HaChetze Shal Chavero is the Lav. There are two ways to say this. Either a Tanai in the Chimud or a Shir in the Chimud is if that Chimud brings you to the point that you take the object from Yenim, that's the Isser of Lo Sachmod. If I stam, I see Menachem as a cool scooter. And I really, really want that scooter. He looks great in it, stylish. I'm really coveting that scooter. I don't necessarily, I'm not over Lo Sachmo. Maybe I'm over Lo Sasavet. That's a separate lav in the next Rambam in Halacha Yud, I think. That's a separate lav. But in terms of the Isser Lo Sachmod, I'm only over that lav if that chimud brings me to the point that I actually pressure him to give it to me and I take it from him. That's the Isser Lo Sachmod. But the Isser B'Yisod HaDvarim is the Chimud Shabbat. And the Ravid is of the... And that's the reason the Rambam holds that there's no Malkus. Because the Isser fundamentally is the Chimud. A T'nai or a Shir in the Chimud is the Lekichas HaChetzah. But since the Maisa Avera is not the Lakicha, the Maisa Avera, the Chefza of the Avera is the Chimur, it's fundamentally a Lav Shein B'Maisa. The Stipler in Birchas Teretz brings Rayos that in terms of the Sugya Lav Shein B'Maisa, even if a Maisa is necessary, if it's only a Tanai, that's still considered a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Ayin Chami quotes to other examples of that. And the Ravid is of the opinion, so that's the sheet of the Rambam. The Ravid is clearly of the opinion that it's a law of Shiesh B'Maisa. It's a law of Shiesh B'Maisa. That's why he says you should get Malkus. The only reason you don't get Malkus is a law of Nithin L'Tashlumin, because you have to give the object back. But fundamentally, it's a law of Shiesh B'Maisa, because the Ravid is of the opinion, and again, before there may be two ways to say this. The Ravid either holds that fundamentally losachmod is nisr gezel, similar to Tosis and Bamitzia and Dafayim and Beis, that fundamentally it's kein gezel. Netilas hachepza machmas chimud is the isr. It's either nisr gezel, or he also holds that it's nisr chimud, but it's fundamentally the netilas chefetz machmas hachimud. It's not a chimud that brings one to the point that they take the object from Yenim. Rather, it's taking the object Baal Karcho, which is motivated by Chimud. Right? That's like a different sug of Gzela. Gzela is you stop, you take the object. Losach mode, which is like Ke'en Gzela, is that you take the object Baal Karcho Shel Yenim, but it's motivated, the reason you're doing that is because you had that Chimud. But fundamentally, the Isser is the Netila, as opposed to the Rambam, who holds fundamentally the Isser is the Chimud. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Oh, so the Stipler, I think I was mechaving to this, but I saw in the Stipler afterwards, an emesla shuv ra'isi. The Stipler says that if that's the Havanas Hadvarim, it's the Rambam and the Ravid lishitasam in two other machlokas, in the same halacha. In the same halacha. Says the Stipler, we know that there was also machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether you're over in Losach mode, if there's Rotsa Ani. The Rambam says that even if there's Rotsa Ani, even if the Balabais acquiesces, he says, I want this sale to take place, still you're over in Losach mode. And the Ravid is of the opinion that if, like the simple read of the Gemara and Hakonis, that if there's Rotsa Ani, that's a Hafka of Losach mode. Says the Stipler, according to the Rambam, that the Isser of Losach Mod is the Chimud. It's the Chimud that brings one to taking the object from Yenim. That's the Isser. So what does Rotzani help? Just because the Balabayas said, oh, Yitaka, you know, I'm okay with this because of the pressure. How does that take away, how does that mitigate the Chimud on the part of the lokeach, of the chamson. Lamaisa, he was chomed to the point that he took the object from Yenim. Hagam, that he said rotsani, but that doesn't take away from the chimud shabo. So that's why the Rambam thinks that the Isser losachmon is even with rotsani, as opposed to the Ravid who holds that the Isser fundamentally is the lakicha bal karcho. It's true that it's motivated by chimud, but the Isser is the lakicha bal karcho. So once the Balabai says rotsani, and he expresses a desire for the sale to take place, that's felt in the Maisa lakicha. That's felt in the Maisa lakicha. He's not being lokeach bal karcho. The guy is saying, I want it. If he doesn't say I want it, even though he accepted money, okay, so that's a lakicha bal karcho, because he never expressed rotzon for the sale to take place. But once he says rotza ani, that takes away from the maisa lakicha bal karcho, and that's why the Ravid thinks that the iser of losach mod fundamentally is the lakicha, and that's why it doesn't apply if there's rotza ani. And then one more lishitasam. And this, I think, the Magen Mishnah says already. It's mavur. The Ravid thinks that there's no malchus for losach mod because he calls it a lav hanitin latashlumin, because you have to be meshiv the chefetz that you took al yedei chimur. And the Rambam clearly thinks that the only reason there's no malchus is a lav shein b'maisa. He thinks it's not a lav hanitin latashlumin. You probably don't have to give back the object. So what's that machlokus of that? Oh, so let's toss him again. The Rambam holds that the Isser is the Chimud, and you're over on Losach mode, even if the Balabai says Rotsa Ani, meaning fundamentally, there's nothing wrong with the sale. The sale was a good sale. The kinyan was a good kinyan. The iser was the chimur. So once the sale is done, once the guy has it, he violated the aver, why should he have to give it back? There was nothing felt in the kinyan. There was nothing wrong with the kinyan. And that's why the Rambam thinks, it's not an alav anitin l'tashlam. There's no chiyuv hashava. It's not like hashava sagzela. The kinyan was a gevaldik kinyan. As opposed to the Ravid who holds that the iser is the l'kicha bal karcho. And it's only an iser when the guy never says rotsa ani, and it's ke'ein gezel. It's the lashon Magen Mishnah. It's like ke'ein gezel. So that's why the Ravid thinks that there's no malchus because it's alav anitin l'tashlumin. Just like gezel, there's no malchus lav hanitin l'tashlumin. So do lo sachmod, like the Ravid, there's no gezel because it's a lav hanitin l'tashlumin. Because again, the Ravid thinks fundamentally the iser is the lakicha bal karcho. That's why the Ravid thinks that there's no iser when there's rotsa ani. And that's why the Ravid thinks that it's a lav shiyesh b'maisa. And that's why the Ravid thinks that it's also a lav hanitin l'tashlumin, because fundamentally it's an iser gezel. So those are the three in the same halacha, three Rambam Ravid's lishitasam in terms of the havan of the iser of lo sachmor. Does that make sense? Moshe's not happy. No, because even if it's rotsani.
But I thought the chinuch has to be a chinuch to do something.
You're pressuring him. Right. The Rambam's clear that you're pressuring him and you desire him and the desire brings you to pressure the guy. You start. For sure. The Rambam thinks you're over even if there's rotsa ani. But yeah, it's the same. You would have done it regardless of whether there was ratzon. Yeah, it's the chimud that brings you to taking the object. The rotsa ani, low rotsa ani is a zaytik thing in terms of the iser lo sachmod. But the Rambam thinks, right? Even if there's rotsa ani, you're over lo sachmod. You would have done it, you know, regardless. It could be that there's a chilek in terms of Talio Zav and Zvini Zvini, that it's only if there's Rotsa Ani. But that's not a function of the Isra Lo Sachman. That's maybe like the Minchas Tinnach explainer or
would
other.
Would that affect the Nizam Tashlumin? If it's Lizav, meaning if then it turns it into a weekend?
It turns it into a weekend.
There's no
Rotsa. That's a Stam Gezel that took place after his.
Right, so Moshe's asking if, let's say it was Lo Sachmod, according to the Rambam, let's say there was no Rotsani. Let's say there was no Rotsani. So according to the Minchas Chinuch's Pshat, the Kinyan is not Chal according to the Rambam because of Kol Milsa the Amar Chamon L'Savad Yavid Lo Mahani, so the sale shouldn't be Chal. Rotsani, it's Chal because he wanted it. Lo Rotsani, it should, so therefore the Rambam should come out according to the Rambam, according to the Minchas Chinuch's read of the Gemara, that the kinyan is not chal, it should be if there's no rotsa ani, it should be a lav hanitin l'tashlumin. It's a lav, maybe in a chanami, and you don't get malchus because it's a lav shein b'maisa. So regardless, in the case of rotsa ani, where it isn't a lav hanitin l'tashlumin, that's when the Rambam needs the kinecha of lav shein b'maisa. When there's no roads on.
Right. It's the same lab. You can have the lab itself isn't the tunnel, which just depends on which case it is.
That's what Julie is saying. That's the standard view.
So you buy the stock one and say like
yeah.
Well, I don't know. Tosis in Bamitsi and Bafe says that you can buy the Losachon and Xalif if you lo yoiv deme. Hech the yoiv deme, you're saying if the sale's not chal and you keep it, it's just stam gzeil. It's just stam gzeil. No, but you already made it. Also, you're over in losachmod if it's motivated by the chimud.
Why can't you both?
There's okay.
But that's not the same, is it?
You're also only nitin l'tashlumin, it's the gezel.
Right.
That's the point. Gezel. Right. The Rambam. It's not nitin. By gezel, it's nitin l'tashlumin because you fixed the iser by being mashlim. Right, so nitin l'tashlumin, you gave it back, but you still over the, it doesn't fix the iser of the chimur. Yeah, maybe so that's the answer, right. That according to the Rambam, it's an iser chimur, so it's hagam, you may have to give it back. You're right, if there's no rotsa on it, you may have to give it back.
That's not also sachmor.
But that's not al losachmos. That may be al hashavas gzeilos. So that doesn't fix the iser of losachmos. Therefore, you should get malchus al losachmos if not for the problem, if not for lavshim b'maisa. Very good. Okay, and then I further thought, there are some achronim who want to say make this chakira talay on a few nafkaminas, just what to think about. Is there an iser of losach mod on pachos mishavakruta? So potentially it depends on this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. If fundamentally the iser is the chimud that brings one to lakicha sachetza, so lechora it should apply even to pachos mishavakruta, because lamaisa was the chemda. Who cares in terms of the shavius? It was something that belonged to Yenon. And you were chomid it, and it brought you to the point where you took it from him. But if you assume that the iser is gezel, so then talian with a chatzis shir by gezel, the Rambam Magen Mishnah in the beginning of Gzela, it's not a lakicha.
It's a shir. It has to bring you to
the
something.
Where do we find that pachos shir is not a lakicha?
It's not a chatzis.
So you're saying that even if it's a chimud, it's felt in the tna. It's felt in the tna. You're never mekayem the tna or the shir. It's a shir because pachos mishava pruta is not a lakichas. It's not, you weren't lokeach anything. Right? Oh, here. Yeah. There are those who wanted to be tole on that. Also, do you violate the Aveira? No, we'll leave those other napkins because those are definitely not machrach. This one also not machrach, but more what to think about. Okay, that's the first part of the Chabura. Clear? Yeah, okay. Everyone saw the Gemara on Chavav and Aleph with Sochri Shvis? Yeah? Zach is smirking. You guys not there yet? You're almost in the middle of it. You just did it. But you saw the Gemara. You just saw the Gemara. Do you see Rashi?
Yeah.
You saw Rashi. Okay. Okay, fine. We're good. So we know the Mishnah on Chavdalan Beis. The Mishnah on Chavdalan Beis listed all the psulim. So Sochri Shvis are possible. And then the Mishnah has this cryptic statement from Rabbi Yehuda Imasai Bizman from Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Mitchila Yikarin also an Osir Shvius Mishirabo Anasim Chazal Kros Nisachar Shvius. So unclear what the Mishnah means. The Gemara starts off by explaining exactly what the Mishnah means. My Kamar, the Mishnah is very vague. Am Rabbi Yehuda Hachi Kamar Mitchila Hayu Omrim Osir Shvius Ksheirin Sochrim Psulin. So at first they said that the Osir Shvius, the people who collect the Peir Shvius in the field, Rashi explains, to eat them before this man habir, they're kasher, there's no problem. So for the people who violate la'achlav, la'leschor, they're doing business with peir shvis, they're going to be pasul. Misherabu mamtzi most aniyim. Once the mamtzi most aniyim, people would hire aniyim, they would pay them to collect peirs from the field and bring them to them. Va'azli aniyim va'asvilhu maisu, chazul omer echazab psulim. They said both the osvin and the sochrin are pasul. That's the way Rashi reads the Gemara. So Rashi says, in Dibra Mastil, Va'ozli Aniyim Asfilahu, says Rashi, B'shvil Hamos, the Aniyim would collect the Peros Shvis for the money that they're receiving. Va'avlahu, Sochri Shvis. And that renders them Sochri Shvis. Rachmana Omar, La'ochla, Velo L'schora. The Torah says, Peros Shvis are Nitan La'achila. And we learn a lot of things that they're nitan l'achil and not for this, not for that. So one of the things, there's an Isser essay, you're not supposed to do business, whatever that means, we'll discuss with Peir Shvis. V'achim mashm masnisa v'tchila le'elu ha'psulin achshav mishum sochir shvis ha'yikorin is an osir shvis uksherin. These people who are now pasul because of sochrin, they were originally osvin and they were kasher. Misherabu ha'anasin chazu the process ha'osvin sochrin upsulin. Then they pass them. They call them sochrin as well, and they are pasul. Then the Gemara has a whole hemshich to explain why this reader of the Mishnah is not so midiyuk, and the Gemara ends up giving a little taich of what the Mishnah actually means. But for us, that's enough. It's enough to have that part of the Gemara. So what's clear from the Gemara is that they passled the aniyim who were taking money to collect the perushvis and to give them to the balabais, to the these mamtzim ha'oslani. Oh, the Yad Ramah explains a little more. And he says, Unclear whether Rashi means this also, but I think it's probably mistaken that Rashi means this as well. The Yad Ramah says that they would, the aniyim would collect the perus and they would be mocher them. Meaning they were collecting perushvis from the field, and they were selling them to the balabais for their wages, and that's shpitz chora. So from Rashi and the Yad Ramah, it's clear that the subject of sochrei shvis in the Mishnah, or the definition of sochrei shvis in the Mishnah, is referring to the aniyim who are collecting the peros and selling them to the balabais. Yeah, that makes sense. Kadaikis v'divrei Tosfos on Chav Dalet Amud Beis is mashma not that way. Tosfos on Chav Dalet Amud Beis Dibur Masul Ein Psulin went through all the psulim, the Mishnah, to demonstrate how they're all midrabanan. Right? So Tosfos explained, even Masachet Kuvia, even if he's over Gezel, he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong, and Malvib Ribis also doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. So Tosfos assumed that these svaros, when people can justify the Isra Daraisa that they're doing, bumps down their psul from being Daraisa to Darabana. So when Tosfos discusses Sochrei Shvis, if you take a look towards the end of the Tosfos, V'Sochrei Shvis, Mayri B'Shvis B'Zman Azad De'Ino Asher El Midrabana. Sochrei Shvis only Pasul Midrabana because we're talking about Shvis B'Zman Azad, which is only Midrabana. Vafila b'shvis daraisa, and even if shvis would have been daraisa, lo chashiv le iser ha demamtzin maos lanin. Another reason that sochrei shvis only pasul midrabanan is even if shvis is daraisa, since they justify what they're doing by being mamtzin maos lanin, therefore they're only pasul midrabanan. So who is Tosfos referring to? Who is mamtzin maos lanin? The aniyim? No, clearly the Baal HaBayis, the people who are commissioning the aniyim to collect peros on their behalf and sell it to them, they were the ones who were mamtzi maos laniyim, and Tosfos is explaining that they're only pasul midrabanan because of that justification. Is that a decent read of Tosfos? Is that?
I'm not talking about just the case of mamtzi maos laniyim is also the second attempt of what the Mishnah means.
So what's the justification? That Neem, or how were that Neem justifying that?
Neem, just like how we saw that Tosfos Rosh explains that if a person just picks something off the ground and sells it, that's not so Shvius, unless at one shot you thought if you're a middleman or if you're selling more Bukvius, that they're just selling it. That we're not really farmers. We just go pick it up and we sell it one time. That's not so Shvius. They don't think it's Usser. Mashwam and Rabbanim, it's actually Usser.
According to Tosfos, this is Shvitz. Tosfos thinks that Shvitz Schora is collecting Amanas Limpor. That's literally what they were doing. Tosfos thinks, right? Tosfos, we didn't see that Tosfos yet, but Tosfos later on Chav Vav and Aleph, Hainu kishemocha b'shul ke'in chanas adami l'schora. I mean, Tosfos in Sukkah, Tosfos in Sukkah says this, that you're being malakit almanas limkor is ishvitz schora.
Right.
So this was like a whole institution. There's a whole business. Mamtzi maos laniyim. Mishirobu mamtzi maos laniyim. It doesn't sound like it was a one-time thing. It was a whole business.
That's cool for the machlokas of what they're mona hetzer to themselves. They're saying, we're not a business. We're just doing this couple of times, and we're not selling it from the store. We're just going in and taking what's hefter and then making some money off of it. And then kamashwam the rabbana. No, this is your business. You're making a chav out of this. This is so for shvius.
But how do you read that in the Lashon Tosfos? Lo chashiv le iser ha de mamtzin maos laniyim.
The case of mamtzin maos laniyim.
Okay, I guess I kind of hear what you're saying. I think it's simpler to read Tosfos Kipshutam that they're referring to the balabais, the lokeach, those who are hiring the aniyim to collect peros shvius on their behalf, and Tosfos explaining that they were justifying what they were doing. They were giving tzedakah. They were facilitating the aniyim having bread on their table. It's true that they were well, being over the Isser Schora, but since they were justifying what they were doing, therefore they should only be possible Midar Abam.
And this class much better in terms of justifying why they would say it's Mutter, because they're paying the Aniyim.
That's what I'm saying, right? Han Mamtzin Moslanim sounds like that is the justification. Right, exactly. So, so what is this machlokes between Rashi and the Yad Ramah on the one hand, and Tesvis on the other hand, as to who was pasul, the Aniyim or the Baal HaBayis? You guys pick up on this, Tosfos? No? Okay, fine. Ulai. It's Tully on a different machlokas. There was a major machlokas haposkin, apparently in the time of the Nodi Yehuda, because it's a tshuva in the Nodi Yehuda. The case was that a person was megarish his wife, Baal Karcha, Ali Dei Ashliach. So we know that one of the takanos of Rabbeinu Gershom is one can't divorce his wife, Baal Karcha. Aside from the polygamy and was Nischadish also the male issue. One can't divorce his wife, Baal Karcha. So what happened was this guy was trying to divorce his wife, he appointed a shliach, and a whole tumult happened when he's trying to give the get. Then she got the get from the shliach and was torn. She claims that it was torn before she got it. And the shliach is saying that, no, he gave it to her when it was be'en, and then it was torn up afterwards. Okay, so there are two issues here. One is in terms of the get, whether it was torn before she got it or after she got it. And also in terms of the kashrus of the nesinas get al yedei shliach, even though they violated Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom because it was a get Baal Karcha. So the Nodri Yehuda wanted to passel the get. He wanted to passel the get because he argued that even if Lu Yitzuyer, the get was be'en when she got it, still, since the shlichos was Lidvar Avera, because he was a shlichas lenesinas get Baal Karcha, which violates that kind of Rabbeinu Gershom, the shlichas should be paka, because ein shlichas ledvar avera means that the shlichas is paka. Not only that the maisa avera of the shliach does not go back to the mishalayach, right? If a person appoints a shliach ledvar avera, do avera on his behalf. So he's arguing that not only does the Maisa Avera not go back to the Mishaleach, the actual Shlichus is Paka, and therefore the Shliach had no Koach to give the get on behalf of the Baal, and the Nesinas HaGet was not Cha. The Kenyan was not Cha. That was the Shita, the Psak of the Nodi Yehuda. His son-in-law wrote a long response, quoting many, many, many Gemaras that indicate that ein shliach ledvar aveir doesn't mean a hafka of shlichas. Rather, it means that the maisa aveira of the shliach does not go back to the mishaleach, but the shlichas is not paka, the shlichas is kayam, and therefore the get should be chal. Right? The aveira of nesinas get baal karcha does not go back to the mishaleach. The mishaleach is not being over the aveira. However, the shlichas is not paka, therefore the shliach still has the koach of the nesinas get. And as long as we can prove somehow that the get was the end once the woman got it, therefore the shlichas is going to be kayim, and the nesinas haget was kasher. That's what the son-in-law of the Noda Yehuda argued. Lamaisa, these two havanos, the conventional understanding is 2 days in Tosas and Bava Metzia. The Gemara there on Daf Yudam Beis discusses whether chotzer, Kinyan Chatzar, is Mishum Yoda Israboy or Mishum Shlichas Israboy. So the Gemara is bothered by Akasha. If you assume that Chatzar is Mitam Shlichas, that Kinyan Chatzar works Mitam Shlichas, then how can a person violate any Isser, let's say Gzela, Al Yedei Kinyan Chatzar, Ha Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveir? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara gives two different answers as to why, even if chatzer is mitam shlichus, nevertheless, there's not going to be a problem of ein shliach l'dvar avim. The Gemara says, Amar Ravina, the first answer, Amar Ravina, Hecha Aminan, the Ein Shliach Dvar Veira, Hecha the Shliach Bar Chiyuva. When do we say Ein Shliach Dvar Veira? That's only when the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva. Aval the Chatzer, the Lav Bar Chiyuva Hu, Mechayiv Sholcho. However, in this case, the Chatzer is obviously not Muzar on Hilchos Gzela. Therefore, the limitation of Ein Shliach Lever doesn't apply, and therefore you can have Shlichas for Gzela Al Yidei Kinyan Chatzer. Because even if Chatzer functions as a form of a Shlichas, there's no limitation of Ein Shliach Lever because the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva himself. It's only when the Shliach himself is a Bar Chiyuva, then you can't have a Shliach Lever Avera. The second teretz of the Gemara, the second limitation of the Gemara, is when do we say Ein Shliach Lever? It's Rav Sama. Rav Sama Amar Hecha Amrin Ein Shliach Lever Veira Hecha the Ivoy Avid Ivoy Lo Avid Aval Chatzer the Bal Karche Mosiv Ba Mechayiv Sholcho. We only say Ein Shliach Lever Veira when there's Bechira of the Shliach. The Shliach can choose whether to do the Aveira or not to do the Aveira. But the Chatzer, last time we checked, doesn't have any das. So, since that's the case, Hagam, that is a Gzeres HaKasav, that a Chatzer can function as a Shliach, nevertheless, there's not going to be a limitation of Ein Shliach Lever Aveira because the chatzer can't choose whether to do the Aveira or not, and therefore the Shlichas is going to be Chal for Gzela. So asks the Gemara, Mai Binayu, what's the nafka mina between these two limitations of Shliach Lever Aveira? So the Gemara says, Kohen, the Omer Lady Israel, Tzei V'Kadesh Le'isha Grusha. Inami, a different one, but we'll focus on that nafkamina. The Gemara says that if a person, a Kohen, says to a Zar that he should be Mekadesh on his behalf, a woman who is a Grusha, we know a Kohen can't marry a Grusha, a Zar can marry a Grusha. So, do we say Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira in this instance? So the Gemara says, if you hold that the limitation of Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira is Hecha Dehavi Bar Chiyuva, so here, he's not a Bar Chiyuva, the Zar himself is not Musar on any Isser Grusha. So then, in that case, the shlichus would be chal. But if you hold that the limitation of Shliach Lever is tali and bechira, so here the zar hagam is not musar on the iser grusha, but he can choose whether to do the kiddushin or not. Then then we're going to apply Ein Shliach Lever Aveira, and the kiddushin is not going to be chal. That's the gemara. Make sense? Clear? Good. So Tesis is bothered by a question. What's the nafkamina, Vim Tomer? What's the nafkamina of whether the Kiddushin is Chal? We know there's a machlokas between Rav and Abaye in Kiddushin. If you have a Kohen who is Mekadesh Agrusha and then Ba'a, does he get Malkus for the Kiddushin or only gets Malkus for the Be'ila? Machlokas Abaye and Rav. So Rav holds that there's no Malkus for the, if a Kohen is Mekadesh Agrusha, only once he's Ba'a the Isha after the Kiddushin. So Frek Tosfos, who cares when, in this case, where the Kohen appoints a Zar to be a Shliach for the Kiddushin, who cares whether Shliach Dvar Ein, Shliach Dvar Veir, whether the Kiddushin is Chal or not? Lamaisa, there's not going to be Malkus. What's the Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina according to Rava? Bishlam according to Abaye, the Nafkamina is whether we're going to give the guy Malkus, or whether they're going to give the Kohen the Malkus. If the Shlichus is Chal, then he'll get Malkus. No Shlichus, then he's not going to get Malkus. But according to Rava, what's the problem? So Tosis gives two terutzim. V'yesh lomer d'chi bal achak hachloka af al kiddushin k'demulchach p'resh temura. So the first answer is that no, there is Rava thinks there is malchus on the kiddushin. After there's bia, you get malchus for both. If there's just kiddushin, there's no malchus. Bia then kiddushin, you get malchus for both. Second teretz, inam yesh lomer the afla Rava nafkamin the iyesh l'shlichas chalan kiddushin v'yin shlichas in chalan kiddushin. Nafkamina is whether the kiddushin is chal. Oh. So the conventional understanding of these two days in Tosis is when we say Ein Shliach Lever Aveira, is it a hafka of the Shlichus? Or no? The Shlichus is Chal, is Kayim. It's just that the Maisa Aveira does not go back to the Mishalech, it stays by the Shliach. So the Nod Yehuda was arguing with his son-in-law about this Nakuda. So his son-in-law wanted to prove that one day Tosis is right, the other day Tosis is wrong, from many Gemaras. He wanted to prove from many Gemaras that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera means that the Shlichus is not Paka, it's still Kain. It's just that the Mice of Eir does not go to Bechem Shlaif. So he brings many Gemaras, and then Nod Yehuda Docha all the Gemaras. But one of the Gemaras that he brings is a Gemara we had above a Basra. It's also a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Mishnah says that if a person is Mekadesh Chamish Nashim, a Mekadesh Chamish Nashim, with Perishvis, Shal Atzman, and one of the women is a Shliach on behalf of all the other women. So he's Mekadesh five women. One of them functions as the Shliach the Kabbalah on behalf of the other women, and he uses Perishvis to be Mekadesh. And the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says that some of the Kiddushins are Chal, whatever, Macholgis Tanai. But the Gemara says that Shmamina, HaMekadesh with Peir Shvis is Mekudeshes. If a person is Mekadesh with Peir Shvis, then the Kiddushin is Chal. What's the Havamina? What's the reason to say not? What's the reason to say yeah? So Rashi and Tosas, Rashi one day, and Tosas over there in Kiddushin, and Vezim and Aleph explain that even though being Mekadesh with Peir Shvis, there's an Isser Schora, because you're using Peir Shvis for Kiddushin, you would have thought to say that the Kiddushin is not Chal, Kamash Mulan, that's only an Isser Lechatchila, but B'dieva, the Kiddushin is Chal. That's what the Gemara says. Shema Minah Mekadesh Peir Shvis Mekudeshes, is that the Kiddushin is Chal. Even though you violated the Isser Schora. So Frek, the son-in-law of Nod Yehuda, I don't understand. Who's the Isha, who's being Mekabel, the Peir Shvis, is being over the Isser Schora, and she's functioning as a shliach for the other women on the Kiddushin. In other words, she's being a shliach ledvar avera. She's being mekabel peir shvius. She's violating the Isser Schora on behalf of the other women. Betoras shliach, right? Because she's being mekabel the Kiddushin on behalf of the other women. So we should say, ain't shliach ledvar avera, the shliach should be paka, none of the Kiddushin should be chal. Elama says, the son of Nod Yehuda, you see from here, not like that one day in Tosis, you see that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera means that the Shlichus is Chal, it's just that the Maisa Avera doesn't go back to the Mishalech, but the Shlichus is Kayim, and therefore when she's Mekabel, the Kesef Kiddushin, on behalf of the other women, the Shlichus is still Kayim. Oh, so you see from here that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera is not a Hafka of the Shlichus. Azoy Zot, the son-in-law. Oh, but says the Nod Yehuda, I don't understand what the son-in-law is talking, my son-in-law is talking about. He's assuming that the woman who is Mekabel, the Kesef Kiddushin, was over on the Isser Schora. So again, the Baal had Peir Shvis, and he was giving it to this woman. She's functioning as what? A Mocher or a Lokeach? She's functioning as Lokeach. Because she's receiving Peir Shvis and giving something in return, right? She's giving Kiddushin in return. But she is receiving Peirus Shvius. She is a Lokeach, not a Mocha, right? She is a Lokeach. So, who says that the Lokeach is over the Isser Schora? The Mocher is the one who is making money off of Peirus Shvius. He has Peirus Shvius. He is selling the Peirus Shvius and benefiting, he's being Marviach from Peirus Shvius. That's the Isser Schora. But to buy Peirus Shvius to eat them, maybe you're over, maybe a Lifnei Iver, but it's not an Isser Schora. It's not an Isser Schora. So why should we say that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera? She's not doing any Avera. What's the Raya? There's no Raya Bechlal. The Isser Schora is only on the Mocher, it's not on the Lokeach. So you see, from this Machlokes, the Nodu, is that clear? That makes sense? This Machlokes is the Nodu and the son-in-law, how to read the Gemara, whether the Isha is doing the Avera of Schora. So you see, the major Machlokes, whether the Isser Schora, in a case where you have a Mocher and a Lokeach, is the Isser only on the Mocher? Or is it even on the Lokeach? L'chor, everyone agrees it's on the Mocher. The question is it also on the Lokeach? When the Lokeach, a person buys Peir Shvius, are they also over the Isser Schora or just the Mocher? So the Nod Yehuda assumes it's only on the Mocher. His son-in-law assumes it's also on the Lokeach. Oh. There are others who discuss this, but for now, those are the two major marmakomos. So perhaps that is the machlokes between Teisvis and Rashi and Yad Rama. Rashi in the Yad Ramah said that the psul of Socher Shviz is only on the Aniyim, because the Aniyim again are collecting the Peir Shviz and selling them back to the Balabayis. They're functioning as Mochrim, so Zichr, they're going to be over there, so Schora, and that's why they became Pasul. As opposed to the Balabayis, they were just paying. They were paying to get Peir Shviz, presumably to eat them. That's not Nisr Schora. So Zichr, they're not going to be Pasul. Masha Enkin, Thesis was assuming that the Isr Schor is on the Lokeach. And it's also on the Lokeach. And that's why even the Balabayis, who was Mamzi Mos Laniyim, who was purchasing, ostensibly just purchasing Peir Shviz, they were also over the Isr Schor, and that's why they became Pasul. But the question remains, according to Tosfos, good, the Balabayis, the Lokeach, should also be Pasul. But what about the Mocher? Tosfos was justifying that the Lokeach, the Balabayis, should only be Pasul Mid Rabbanan because they can justify what they were doing because they're Mamzi Mos L'Aniyim. But what about the Aniyim? L'chor, Tosfos agrees that the Isr Schor is also on the Mocher, so the Aniyim don't have that justification. The Aniyim should also be Pasul because they were also over Socher Shviz, and they don't have the justification of Mamzi Mos L'Aniyim unless you say something like Willy. But the justification of Mamzi Mos L'Aniyim is only on the Lokeach. So even if Tosfos assumes, like the son-in-law of the Nod Yehuda, that the Isr Schor is on the Lokeach, L'chor he agrees that the Isr Schor is also on the Mocher. So the justification only applies for the Lokeach, for the Balabais, the Mamzi Mos L'Aniyim. It doesn't apply to the Aniyim themselves. So what's going to be the Pshat and Tosfos? What time is it?
53.
Okay. Is that clear? By the Ha'ara. That Tosfos is clearly assuming that the Isr Schor is also on the Lokeach. That's how the Balabais could also be Pasul al Socher Shviz. And Rashi and the Yad Ramah are only concerned about the Aniyim, in this case the Mochrim, but obviously the Balabais is not going to be Pasul. So the question is, what does Tosfos do with the Mamzi Mos, the Aniyim themselves? The Chor, they should be Pasul also. So this is maybe just a chap. The Yad Ramah said that the Osei Shviz, the Aniyim, not only are they collecting the Peir Shviz on behalf of the Balabais, they're also selling them. Meaning it sounds like from the Yad Ramah, what's happening is that the Aniyim are collecting, being Zoche, because they know that they're going to be able to sell it to the Balabais. And then they sell it to the Balabais. And that's the Isr Schor. They're being Malake, being Zoche, And then sell them. But who says that's the Metzius? Who said that was the Metzius? Maybe the Aniyim weren't actually being Zoche for themselves in order to sell it. Maybe they were Stam collecting. They never had Das to be Zoche. They never had Das to be Kone. They were getting paid for the job of being Osef Peir Shviz. But they never actually had Das to be Zoche. If that's the case, if they never had Das to be Zocha, they were just being paid to collect Peir Shviz, there are Rayos, there are Mishnayos and Shviz, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach of Beis Menal, this is Mavur, that a person who gets paid to collect, to work with Peir Shviz, in most instances, maybe there are some exceptions to the rule, but there, in most instances, as Tosfos explains there in Samach of Beis Menal and Avodah Zarah, as long as the collector, the Malaki, doesn't have kavana to be Zoche, he does not violate the Isr Schora by collecting Peir Shviz for wage. The Isr Schora is to sell or do business with the Peir Shviz. But if a person profits in a roundabout way where Peir Shviz were involved, like here he was doing work with Peir Shviz, but there wasn't actually a mekach v'memkar with the Peir Shviz themselves because they were just collecting on behalf of Yanim, they weren't actually selling the Peir Shviz. So then, the Aniyim, the collectors, the Malaktim, would not be over the Isr Schor. So maybe Tosfos assumed that the Metzius was the Osvishis, the collectors, the Aniyim, they were not actually Zoche for themselves. They were just collecting on behalf of the Balabais. So there was no Mechira. There was no Mechira from the Aniyim to the Balabais. But the Balabais, since they were paying for the service, they were, which is maybe a shtickle chiddush, that even though there was no Mocher, still, the Lokeach, here, the Balabais, who were paying for a mass collecting of Peir Shviz, is still an Isr Schor. It's still an Isr Schor. That comes out of a Chiddush Lefitosis. That perhaps you can even have a Lokeach, You can have a lokech, a person who pays for payer shvius, even though technically there's no mocher, but there's lokech, a person who's paying to get payer shvius, is an iser schora, and that's why Tosis is only focused on the balabais, those who are funding, who are commissioning the aniyim to collect payer shvius on their behalf. But the aniyim themselves are not possible because they were not actually zocha for themselves and selling them, as opposed to the Yad Rahman, Rashi seemed to be assuming that they were zocha and selling it, and that's why the aniyim were possible als mechiras payer shvius. And they don't care about the lokeach, and Tosis cares about the lokeach, like the son-in-law of the Yarama, of the son-in-law of the Nerud Yehuda, and perhaps that's the Bir HaDvarim and the Machlokas between Tosis and the Yarama and Rashi. Make sense? No. Sure. Yeah, makes sense. Look, please, good. Okay, fine. Shkoyach.